They have since been charged with contravention of Section 31, paragraph A, subparagraph 2 of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, Chapter 9.23, which is basically the publication of falsehoods that have got an effect on the economic interests of the country, that is Zimbabwe. They have since had statements recorded from each of them in which they basically deny the charges. They are due to appear at the Harare Magistrates Court tomorrow morning for initial remand or alternatively for placement of, on remand. That is when we will also apply for bail. And there are considerations at the moment regarding a challenge to the constitutionality of the statute under which they have been charged. But that is a matter for another day. The proceedings tomorrow are basically the placement on remand and the application for their admission to bail.
Where are they being currently held?
Right now they are held at Harare Central Police Station. I saw them this morning when I attended for the recording of the warned and cautioned statements. They were all in good spirits. They have no complaints against the police.
Do you think that it's constitutional for the police to arrest the reporters who are doing their job?
We are seriously looking at the possibility of challenging the constitutionality of that statute. There has already been a challenge before the Supreme Court and also the Constitutional Court, the result of which a part of this very same statute was struck down as unconstitutional. And this part that relates to the economic interests of Zimbabwe remained on our law books, but again, anybody can challenge it, and the opportunity has presented itself with the arrest and the charges being brought against these three gentlemen from Zimbabwe newspapers.